Some coal-fired power plants are looking into storing their carbon dioxide emissions underground. If the system works, it'd be a way to slow down climate change. But EPA Water Administrator Ben Grumbull says injecting large volumes of CO2 to underground storage wells is a concern. So he says the proposed rule calls for extensive testing and monitoring.
So that the CO2 does not migrate. If it did, it could also push other fluids like salts into that underground source of drinking water.
Grumbull says if there was contamination, companies could be ordered to stop injecting the gas. He says the rule also aims to make sure the CO2 doesn't seep from the ground into the air. The EPA will take comments on its proposed rule until mid-November. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Quernbach.